New story today. Four UAE-based teachers are going to train at a US Space Center for 2 weeks. Let's get some details on this. Lara Schumann is on the line. She's a teacher at Etihad Private School, Jumeirah. Joined the Honeywell Educators at Space Academy program because of their participation in Think Science, which is a Honeywell-sponsored science fair organised by the Emirates Foundation. Lara, evening.
Hey, Tim. Good morning.
Good to have... morning where you are, I'm guessing. So tell us about the program. How did you get involved to start things off, Lara?
Basically, I've heard about this program for several years, but I didn't know that as educators from UAE we can join until a Honeywell Educators program in Honeywell approached me and said, yeah, here you go, you can apply, and let's keep our fingers crossed, and then you can have the opportunity to be here in Huntsville, Alabama. And this is what happened. I applied, and then after several months, they said, yes, you're coming to space camp, and that's how it happened.
Lara, it's Natalie here. It sounds like a really exciting opportunity. Why did you think it was important to take part in something like this?
As educators, teaching space science in UAE is kind of an abstract subject to teach. So here, being here in space camp, you can see things happening like the way they really happen in space. And you have a lot of simulations and a lot of hands-on activities that you can take back to UAE and apply with your students. And we all know about the mission and vision of Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid. Yes, UAE is going to be one of the countries racing for outer space for Mars by the end of 2021. So as an educator, I need to be there to start preparing our students to be part of this.
Well, look, there's going to be, what, 200 people, I believe, 33 countries. You're going to be doing things like astronaut-style exercises, high-performance jet simulation. You're going to do scenario-based space missions. This sounds genuinely exciting. You must be looking forward to doing space missions.
Actually, this is our fifth day here in space camp. This is sadly, this is the last day. So we did all of these activities. We did the space mission to Mars, Mars mission, lunar mission. I had the chance to do to experience microgravity yesterday. So, like, I have to tell you, it is nothing like you see on movies. Like, it's a totally different experience. It's so phenomenal, so exciting. I don't want this experience to end. We're heading back to Dubai tomorrow, and everything is just so perfect. These people know what they're doing. Like, everything is structured, everything is scheduled, everything is made for you to grow as an educator.
Okay, so can you explain what microgravity is like, Lara? Because it's something that very few of us, I guess, we're going to have an opportunity to experience. I know inner space, you know, scuba diving is kind of similar from what I'm told, but what's it like to be floating in thin air?
Actually, you have no control of your body, if I can say so. Like, you cannot, nothing is pulling you down. Mm-hmm. So you need to use your limbs to attach yourself to something and to push yourself down. If you're, let's say you want to go down. So you have to use your feet to grab into something, to use your arms. It's kind of like difficult to move. You're moving everywhere, like you cannot take control of your body. So it's kind of so different, like it's different. Like, you learn that walking is it's so good to have control of our bodies here on Earth, because doing things without gravity is so tricky. Like, it's so difficult.
And Lara, your enthusiasm for this trip and the excitement is really, really coming across. I guess you're over there as a group of teachers. How will this program help in terms of when you come back and when the other teachers come back? How will it help you to teach things like science and technology and engineering and maths? How will it help you translate the experience you've had this week back into the school?
Okay, so we are four educators here from UAE, two from Dubai and two from Abu Dhabi. Doing these simulations and doing these activities every day, we're thinking, what can we do back home? How can we implement things in Dubai and in UAE? Myself, I'm thinking of starting a space camp similar to to what we have here in the U.S., but to start and prepare our students in the UAE to the mission, to space missions that are coming in the few years to come. I bought like 15 books here from U.S., from Huntsville, about the different missions, Apollo, Mercury, Gemini. I want my students to learn more about what I saw. I met the PR director here of all these missions, Edward Buckby. And, you know, listening to this guy is so phenomenal. I would like to tell my students and to let them know how difficult it was for these astronauts to be in space, to be the first ones to go to space. And definitely, I'm going to do this through a lot of hands-on activities, a lot of practices. And I'm willing to do this in a small club, a space science club, to start with in my school. And I would like to have a space club in UAE as well for all students in UAE.
Can we join, Lara? Because your enthusiasm is infectious.
Definitely. You're welcome.
All right. So that's what you're going to bring back for the students, which is a great thing. But what about you personally? What have you taken away from the experience?
Wow. You know, before I came here to Huntsville, I thought, okay, what could this experience be like? Is it a professional development similar to other professional developments that we had before? Believe me, it's completely different. Like, I met educators from all around the world. I see how these teachers think and what practices they implement in their classrooms. We shared common practices. We will contact each other in the coming few years, and we have common plans. As on the personal level, like, I had this passion for space and space science and rocket science, but being here and knowing the details of these space missions, of the astronauts, of their lives, of the animals that went to outer space, like, it made me so passionate about space. And I got myself books as well. I want to research more. I want to know more. Definitely, this was the first step, and I would like to thank Honeywell for this fantastic opportunity. But definitely, it's not going to be the last. I want my students to come here. I want to assist my students because this is what educators do. And definitely we'll keep you posted, guys.
And Laura, it's clearly been a positive experience for you. And I think I know the answer to this question already, but would you recommend taking part in this to someone else?
Definitely, I do. Definitely. I think the guys from Honeywell are doing a fantastic job. They will keep on sending educators because they know this is the future of education. Space is the future of education. Everyone has to come. We start four teachers are here from UAE. We would like to have more educators from the Middle East and from UAE come here because speaking about it is nothing like actually being in there and doing all these simulations. Definitely everyone, if they have the opportunity, grasp this opportunity and come here, and it will be the experience of their life.
Lara Schumann is one of four UAE-based teachers. She's from Etihad Private School in Jumeirah. She's joined the Honeywell Educators at Space Academy program. And it's because of Think Science, which is a Honeywell-sponsored science fair organised by the Emirates Foundation. And it looks like it's been extremely successful. Lara, really good to talk to you. Safe journey back to Dubai.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
How cool is that? So I've just enrolled you in a space club, NLT.
You enrolled me on a lot of things
to
be on air.
Made you fast last week, made you make you, I don't know. I love the idea of that, though.
Yeah, it sounds so cool. And it was just really good to hear how excited she was about it.
You can tell,
you know,
can't
you want that from your teacher. You know, you want someone to come along and be so engaged in a subject that they want to share it. So
ain't
good
that
for her.
The truth.